FM, X-Ray FM.
I'm Angela.
And today we are going to give you a primer on nerd music.
I will also tell you how you can drink cider and learn about skeletons.
Welcome to Nerd Portland Radio.
Today we are going to talk about nerd music, and I am super excited.
Yeah, me too.
These days, you may have heard of it. There are a lot of musicians who write nerdy music in genres like folk, nerd rock, nerdcore, rap. But really, is nerd music a category? Is it just music that's about a certain topic? I don't know. I feel like nerd music used to be something a little bit different.
Yeah.
It was like just music for nerds that maybe wasn't created with that intention.
Right.
It was sort of a beautiful thing that some artists did, and then nerds around the world discovered it sort of like in their own basement bedrooms, and it turned us into who we are today.
Yeah, it did. It absolutely did.
All right, so shall we get started?
Yeah. So I wanted to start with one of the first geek bands that I knew about. They Might Be Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered them weirdly through Scouts.
You know, I learned about They Might Be Giants from Boy Scouts also. I was not
really
a member, but in the marching band, everybody there was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
They were the people who told us, who sort of introduced me to this world. So they might be giants.
Yeah, I don't know why, but the music stuck with us. We would go marching, you know, hiking through the woods, and we would sing. I had all of their third album, I guess, Flood, memorized.
Yeah, you're wearing a They Might Be Giants t-shirt today.
I am at the moment. That's a weird coincidence.
All right, here is They Might Be Giants song, Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a
I think nerd music is a great way to sort of illustrate the brain of a nerd.
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay, so They Might Be Giants, for example. I was a huge fan. And, like, when you're a fan of a band, like, you'll go see their concerts, you'll listen to their music, you'll buy all of their albums and their t-shirts or whatever. But I would only listen to They Might Be Giants. Like, this is just, this is it. This is, like, I don't like music. I like They Might Be Giants. And this is all I want to talk about. And I feel like that's a very, that's a perfect sort of nerd world thing. Like, I owned everything, even, like, the repeated albums that were just greatest hits that I already owned. You know, you the same way?
I did the same thing. I had just everything, and I'd go to their show every single time they came to Portland, because I needed to, that obsession feels very nerdy.
Yeah. I guess I was uninterested in everything else except Weird Al.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good number two.
So Weird Al has, like, decades of career releasing parody and original comedy music. I was one of those kids, one of the many people in the world, I think, who only knew pop music through Weird Al parodies.
Yeah, it was like the old version of Rock Band, because now I just know music from Rock Band,
exactly.
And then it was Weird Al.
So. Exactly. So this next song is Weird Al's parody of Chamillionaire's Ridin', called White and Nerdy. Mm-hmm. It was the first Weird Al single to become platinum.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Really, really white and nerdy.
First in my class, here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer rap I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
Been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy and the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
It's in AV Club and Glee Club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes because I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm white.
Just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
That was Weird Al's song, White and Nerdy. So we're talking about our nerd music evolution, and I guess at some point my parents got tired of me only playing They Might Be Giants and Weird Al.
Okay.
And I branched out through. Actually, we sang a song in middle school chorus by Tom Lehrer, and I was like, what, who is this person? He is sort of an illustration of how nerd music, and I don't want to say that that's the category, but music that nerds love, is sort of synonymous with comedy music, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a lot of the time.
it's kind of a broad category. I mean, we see it that way, but yeah, comedy and nerd goes together pretty well.
It does. So Tom Lehrer, he was a fantastic musician, and he was very mm-hmm. funny, and he did shows that were basically comedy shows, but because he has all of this science and all of these jokes, and he definitely fits into this nerd category.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a math professor from Harvard.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Some of his songs critiqued politics, some poked fun at popular and classical media, like he has a song about Oedipus Rex. Mm-hmm. And this song, well, I guess you would say it is just educational.
Now, if I may digress momentarily from the mainstream of this evening's symposium, I'd like to sing a song which is completely pointless, but is something which I picked up during my career as a scientist. This may prove useful to some of you someday, perhaps in a somewhat bizarre set of circumstances. It's simply the names of the chemical elements set to a possibly recognizable tune. Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, iodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, and terbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. There's sulfur, californium, and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, krypton, neon, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered. Now, may I have the next slide, please? Carried away there.
Tom Lehrer wrote his Element song in 1959, and many of his other songs, were about topics like, if you listen to it, it's like, who is this person? Who are they talking about?
Right.
Like the vice president from the 1960s, I have no idea. But his music still, even though it was topical, has been cited as an influence for pretty much every comedy musician ever.
Ever. including Hard and Firm.
Yes, our next performer.
So I've heard this song, Pie, which was released 46 years after...
Tom Lehrer's Element song,
But I had no idea that this was from Hard for Chris Hardwick and Firm for Mike Furman.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Yeah. I'm more excited about the song than I used to be, but it's amazing. This is Pie by Hard and Firm.
When ink and pen in hands of men inscribe your form by P to P, they draw an altar on which God has slaughtered all stability. No eyes could ever
Portland Radio on X-Ray FM. Right now, we are giving you a rundown of the history of nerdy music. You're welcome.
So let's get to the now.
Yes.
With Jonathan Colton, who is kind of the poster child for the modern nerd music scene.
Absolutely. So Jonathan Colton, when he started, he created an online songwriting project for himself where he released a song mm-hmm. every week for a year. And it was sort of the beginning of social internet, and it was perfect because he was a software developer turned musician, and the people using the internet and looking for new things back then were software developers.
Yeah,
were nerds who love this kind of thing, and so a lot of his songs are about geeky stuff. And thanks, I'm sure, to that and also to his incredible talent and his mm-hmm. wit, he really sort of blew up on the internet and is still rocking it today. This song is called Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. Hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things, bringing them to me. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you'd agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you. I made this half-pony, half-monkey monster to please you, but I get the feeling that you don't like it. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you'd agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you, yeah. Picture the two of us alone inside my golden submarine, while up above the waves my doomsday squad ignites the atmosphere. And all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. You know it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. Maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink. Think about me and you. Oh, and I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you'd agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, see the voices that control me from inside my head
say I shouldn't kill you, yeah. I shouldn't kill you, yeah. I shouldn't kill you, yeah.
Okay, so then YouTube came along.
Absolutely.
Kind of changed everything. Brought a whole new way for people to really get their music and their face and their presence and everything just right out there to their audience.
Absolutely, yeah. When YouTube came along, there was a new nerdy way to consume music and mm-hmm. a bunch of new people who grew up on the internet making the music themselves. One of the first real popular YouTube musicians was Molly Lewis. She was a high school girl with a ukulele who wrote awesome songs.
And this song is called My Hope.
The years are going by so fast, it really is bewildering. And we'll be so-called grown-ups and have mortgages and children. I hope we all gain worldliness and wisdom and maturity. But I hope most of all that MySpace falls into obscurity. I hope our profiles all go dead, entombed in distant servers. A monument to our youth, although lacking its observers. Your page will be an empty shell when no one is behind it. I hope your MySpace stays forever, and I hope that your kids find it. How I hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it slips completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it embarrasses your children. Hope their bratty friends will forward it around, and I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. Kids think you're vaguely square, it will be so much clearer when they laugh at the pictures you took in your bathroom mirror. They will not know your favorite band or any of the others. Who is this soldier boy you reference? Who's the Jonas Brothers? They'll marvel at how old you are, they'll raffle at your outfits. Your style may pass as vintage in the future, though I doubt it. I hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it slips completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it embarrasses your children. Hope their bratty friends will forward it around, and I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. I hope your cynical kids say, holy crap, this is great. These comments date all the way back to 2008. I hope they dig through your pictures and find some we might call compromising. I hope seeing their mom in a swimsuit or smoking a hookah isn't too traumatizing. But it will be past their comprehension. They'll ask, did Grandpa not give you enough attention? That guy knows everyone. Hope that you forget about your MySpace. I hope it's completely from your mind, and I hope it stays up long enough for the next generation to find. And I hope that it will humble you forever, and I hope your kids don't let you live it down. And I hope that you forget your password so you cannot take it down. They might go through your top 8 friends, read your comments at the most. I only wish that they could see the inane bulletins you post.
And that's it for our nerd music review, or is it?
There's a lot more nerd music out there in the world, and if you are a nerd, you probably already know how to use the internet and find it.
Absolutely. Have fun.
Thanks for listening to Nerd Portland Radio on X-Ray FM. Before we go, we'd like to tell you about some events coming up this week.
Tomorrow is the Geek Olympathon, so if you got your team put together, I hope you have a good time. It looks crazy. It always is, so have fun.
Yeah. And in the spirit of competition, we've got a pair of dueling events on Wednesday, June 25th.
All right, so pick your side. First up, we have OMSI After Dark.
Right. So every month, OMSI shuts its doors to the children's, and they open up the place to just all the adults in town.
And usually a little drunk.
Though. Yeah. It's weird. I know people, and they pre-funk before they go to OMSI. Which is just this weird convergence of
things. That's amazing. So this month's theme is Bones. Dig it! Which ties in with the new Dinosaurs Unearthed exhibit. So you can look at fossils and owl pellets. Gross.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
And there will be Trekkers Northwest, which is a local camp.
They run a lot of different kind of geeky summer camps. They do outdoor skills and lots of stuff, but nerdy bent.
Awesome. And so check that out.
Plus, there's a cider fest there.
Yeah.
So there's lots of local cideries, and you can drink their tasty, tasty drinks.
I don't know if that ties in with Bones, but I don't care because
I
love cider. OMSI After Dark runs at OMSI, obviously, from 7 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday. Admission is $25 if you want to go to the cider fest, or $13 if you don't.
But if running around a museum isn't your thing, maybe you want to hang out at the greatest arcade in town.
Yes, obviously you probably know Ground Control if you are a nerd in this city, but if you don't, it is a ridiculous arcade in Old Town with games like Tron and X-Men and Mortal Kombat and Cruisin' USA.
Yeah.
You love that game.
I do.
And then the entire second floor is full of pinball machines.
Yeah, and it's got food, it's got drinks, it's an amazing place. You can stay there for a really long time and spend lots of money.
Yeah, but fortunately they have free play nights, and that's what's happening this Wednesday, every second Tuesday and last Wednesday of the month. From 5 on, you can pay $5, you get in, and just play the games without having to bring your quarters.
Absolutely. It gets packed later on, so show up early if you really want to get in there and play some Gauntlet.
Yeah, if you want to finally beat it.
Right.
This is your chance.
Okay, and that's it for this week.
Thank you for listening to Nerd Portland Radio on xray.fm.
If you want to get in touch with us, check us out at nerdportlandradio.com or on Twitter as nerdpdxradio.
Bye!
Just heard Nerd Portland Radio on X-Ray FM. It's 10:29 in the morning on a Friday afternoon. Well, a pretty lovely Friday, if I do say so. You're listening to X-Ray FM online at xray.fm and in East Portland at 91.1. Up next, Superthink, a storytelling program about gratitude. Recorded live at Beach Street Parlor not too long ago. You can contact... I'm not really sure. I guess you can contact info@xray.fm if you have interest in participating in the next Superthink. And there's more information, I'm sure, at the end of the program. But X-Ray FM is nearing the end of our very first on-air fund drive. It's been this week, and it's been wildly successful. We're closing in on our goal of 500... founding members of the station. Tomorrow is our big boom mic benefit event at the Alberta Rose Theater, where a variety show of comedians, storytellers, musicians, and poets will be entertaining all of our members who get in for free to the event. And of course, folks can pay at the door on a sliding scale, $15 to $30. And all proceeds go to the station, and we really appreciate it. But furthermore,